I'm Kelly McEvers. Walt Weaver still can't believe he was arrested on a Sunday afternoon in Waco, Texas.
2 months ago, if you told me that this could happen to this many people in the manner in which it was done, I looked in the eye and called you a liar.
2 months ago, Walt Weaver and his wife Esther were among 177 people arrested after a bloody shootout in a restaurant parking lot.
9 people were shot dead during what police say was a fight between 2 rival motorcycle clubs. Most of the people who were rounded up and arrested have been released on bail. Many, like the Weavers, say that they have nothing to do with outlaw biker gangs and nothing to do with the violence. And we're going to hear more about them now.
I actually met Walt and Esther Weaver during a recent trip to Waco, Texas. Walt is a veteran who still works for the Army. He rides a Harley and says he used to be in motorcycle clubs, but isn't in one now. Esther is a housewife. She wears a black leather vest with patches for the Queens of Sheba. It's a club that rides on weekends and collects money for charity. She says ever since she was arrested, people point and whisper.
I could tell by how people stare, because I guess, well, we've been in a newspaper and in the internet, and, you know, just it's put a bad cloud over us.
It all started on a Sunday afternoon. Walt and Esther Weaver's plan was to go to a regular meeting of the Confederation of Clubs and Independents. It's a group that lobbies for bikers' rights. The meeting was set for 1 o'clock at a chain restaurant called Twin Peaks, which Walt and Esther say is famous for hangover burgers with fried eggs on them and underdressed waitresses.
I drove down in my truck and took 4 or 5 friends with me. She rode later when the weather cleared.
On your bike.
On my bike.
On a motorcycle.
Because he was buying my lunch.
Yeah.
Walt says all kinds of motorcycle clubs were there that day. So-called outlaw clubs, the police say, are involved in drug trafficking and prostitution, but also Christian clubs and gearheads who restore old bikes.
Everybody was saying hello and shaking hands. You know, hey, Bob, I haven't seen you since last charity event. Hey, Bill. You know, Joe, let me introduce you to this other guy, Pete.
While that was happening, Walt saw Esther park her bike and start to light a cigarette.
And she walked halfway towards me, and that's when I heard the first shot fired. I did not see where they came from. I stood there for a second. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's a sunny afternoon in the middle of Waco in Texas. This is not downtown Baghdad.
People started running away from the shots. It's still unclear who was firing. Police say 2 main motorcycle clubs that had been at war for months, the Cossacks and the Bandidos, had planned to negotiate some kind of truce that day, though lawyers for the Bandidos say that's not true. Either way, police and witnesses say 1 Cossack was knocked down by a Bandido or a Bandido supporter in the parking lot. Guys from both sides rushed in, threw punches, and then somebody started shooting. Police eventually fired shots, too. Walt Weaver bolted toward a little grassy hill at the edge of the parking lot. Esther Weaver did the same.
Then that's when I looked to the right and I saw Walt in the ground as well. And I was like, okay, we're safe. He doesn't look like he's hurt or anything, and that was that.
Police told everybody to stay on the ground.
If I remember right, there would be 1 policeman, he was pointing his weapon at your back. The other one would come to you and ask you if you had any weapons on you. You would say either yes or no.
The answer was yes. Walt and Esther Weaver both had brand new Smith & Wesson 5-shot revolvers. They say they didn't draw their guns that day. Like many Texans, both have concealed handgun licenses and carry their guns most of the time. Eventually, the 2 were rounded up, handcuffed with zip ties, and bussed with hundreds of other people to a nearby convention center.
The assumption was that they were going to keep us. We were going to make witness statements. What did you see? What didn't you see? And then we were going to go home.
But that didn't happen. Walt and Esther say police did question them a little, but did not read them their rights. Then around 3 in the morning, they were herded into buses again and taken to jail.
So I remember as soon as I got off the bus, I went to give him a kiss, and the guard pulled me and pulled him, and we're like being pulled away as we're trying to kiss each other, and we never got to kiss. And then that was it, till I saw him again 18 days later.
Along with nearly 200 other people, Walt and Esther Weaver were jailed on charges of engaging in organized criminal activity and given a $1 million bond. Here's Waco Police spokesman Patrick Swanton the day after the shootout at Twin Peaks Restaurant.
170 individuals have been charged with engaging in organized crime in reference to a capital murder case at Twin Peaks. That basically says that 170 people have been involved in capital murder.
That number later went up to 177. Many suspects, including the Weavers, hired lawyers, got their bonds reduced, and eventually got released. But still, Walt and Esther Weaver are on a curfew. They can't associate with other members of motorcycle clubs, and they still could be indicted. Walt Weaver says he still can't believe this happened in his state.
It's Texas. This is a good Republican red state. Mm. They don't violate people's rights here.
Take that up to
Chicago and New York. Mm. Not here.
It's not just the Weavers who are upset. A lot of people who were arrested that day say they're innocent, that they had nothing to do with the two outlaw biker clubs who got in a fight. And these are people who usually support the police. Walt and Esther Weaver used to take cops out to lunch. Now, some people in Waco are starting to believe the whole Twin Peaks incident was actually planned by police as a way to round up bikers. Police deny this. Walt and Esther Weaver's lawyer, Lewis Giles, says it's more likely that tempers got hot, a fight broke out, and a few people committed deadly violence. He says the bystanders shouldn't have been arrested for simply being at a restaurant, riding motorcycles, legally carrying guns, and wearing black leather vests with club patches.
Yeah, that is literally a case of the fashion police.
A spokesman for the Waco police told us the Weavers and others will have their say in court. Defense lawyers are pressing police to release video from security cameras that recorded what happened in Waco that day. For now, Walt Weaver says he just wants an apology. But he doubts he'll get one.